Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Derek David Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. John Wiener.
That's not The Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
We've been talking about aliens on today's show. We've also talked a great deal about the all of a sudden hottest team in baseball, which is your Pittsburgh Pirates. John Wiener going to join us momentarily. Got this text about aliens, though. They're so far advanced, they can circumvent the law of physics as we understand it. Say they have a 5 to 10 million year head start. It's truly beyond our understanding and knowledge at this point.
Mm.
Yeah, that freaks me out, man. I don't want to think about that. John Wiener, brought to you by Spitzer Acura. Visit them at SpitzerAcura.com. Also brought to you by the Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. Good morning, Wiener. How's it going, buddy?
Why would it freak you out if they had 5 million years advance or whatever? I mean, they've done a pretty good job of leaving us alone, don't you think?
I know, but eventually it just becomes too tempting to steal our natural resources, John.
They would have done it by now. I mean, what's the deal? I mean, if they're out there, I mean, why are they leaving us alone all this time?
Well, maybe they're working their way to us. Maybe there's other planets with other beings on it that they've already covered.
Lily pads, if you will, John.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're just like a tiny speck. I mean,
do you not believe in aliens, John?
I don't know where I'm at with all of it. I really don't. Yeah, I don't know where I'm at with all of it, but I would think that by now we would, you know, I mean, if we're talking millions of years, I mean, we're just a tiny speck. We only got a few thousand years. I mean, who knows when they're going to get around us?
John, how about Austin Hedges last night? Austin Hedges in the first inning, the catcher's interference, can't throw out Ruiz at second, but comes through big with a hit late in the game, and then that throw and that tag. That's a hell of a performance in a clutch one from Austin Hedges, is it not?
Yeah, you know, obviously, the defense is why they brought him in. You know, he has a history, and the defensive metrics have backed it up as far as, you know, what this guy can do for you defensively. And obviously, he builds a great relationship with the entire staff. He's a pitch framer. He can do some things defensively that helps you win games, and that's why he's here. And, you know, not a whole lot offensively, although he has come up with some hits here recently that have helped the team win games. But, yeah, I mean, you got to applaud what he's done defensively. And it's interesting with the Henry Davis move up to AAA and Andy Rodriguez right there. And as Austin Hedges stays healthy, I just don't see anybody getting significant playing time behind home plate while this team is winning games.
John, with somebody that had over 1,000 at-bats, how impressive was McCutchen's last at-bat last night whenever he avoided taking one high and then the sacrifice fly to the outfield? How impressive was that to you whenever you were watching that?
He is incredible as far – I mean, he's always been like that as far as being able to take pitches, knowing the zone – being able to turn around velocity, you know, it's something else. Obviously, he has a ton of experience now, and so he's been in these situations hundreds of times to where, yeah, he's just not going to chase. You're not going to get him to chase. He's going to grind. You got a guy firing 102 miles an hour. I mean, that's there's no tougher at bat than that, you know, especially with the bases loaded and the pressure's on. But he has that ability to slow the game down in those situations. And again, he knows the strike zone to where he's not going to go outside the strike zone in those big situations. And it was a huge at bat. You never think about that, drawing a walk, but it was a huge at bat at the time, obviously. And, you know, but that's what he does. And I think as a team as a whole, I think, you know, we might not be knocking the cover off the ball or hitting a million home runs, but they draw their walks. I think there was 10 walks last night or something there with like Carlos Santana and Connor Joe and Brian Reynolds. I mean, these guys make you put the ball in the strike zone so we don't see as much swing and miss. We don't see as much chase. And when you have base runners, you know, that's how you're going to score runs.
John, looking at the recent turnaround, let's call it, the 6-game winning streak, having won 2 series in a row, I think it's probably good to give Derek Shelton a little pat on the back here. Not necessarily for in-game management, although I think there's a lot of positives recently you can point out, but to keep this team believing in themselves despite one of the worst months in Pirates history.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of months for this team. You know, the hot start and then obviously the terrible May, and now they're back at it. I do think he's always brought this positive energy every year, regardless of the record. You know, they've talked about being a player centric club, to where, you know, they, you know, want to make sure that they're taking care of the players and keeping a positive attitude and giving them an opportunity and everything else. So, of course, yeah, you got to give Derek Shelton credit for just that stabilizing presence that he's brought. And obviously it helps to have Andrew McCutchen and Carlos Santana, and they bring the positive vibes as well. And so, yeah, I mean, he keeps running them out there. Again, every day is a new day. That's what's so unique about baseball. There's 162 of these days that you go out there and play. I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride early on, but here they are in first place. And a lot of baseball left, but I think, you know, going through all these ups and downs should help this club going forward.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John, has Jiwon Bae marked his territory in center field, or should they continue to shuffle him around at first base and at other positions on the field? Has he marked his territory as being that center field guy?
I think that's his best position, center field. I think he is the best center fielder on this team. But I still think Derek Shelton will try to mix and match and get matchups as far as, you know, the best lineup to put up there offensively. There will be days that he'll put his best defensive lineup out there. But yeah, I think that's his strongest position. Obviously, he could do some things not only defensively but on the bases with his base running and everything else like that. But yeah, I don't know if he is the center fielder of the future. Again, I think he's our best option. I don't know if it's Travis Swaggerty down the road or I'm blanking, but I'm sure there's somebody else down in the minor leagues to play some center field. But that's the one position where there might be a little bit of a question mark. There was coming in. There might be going forward as far as, you know, that premier center fielder. No knock on Jack Sawinski or Brian Reynolds, but Sawinski doesn't have that kind of speed, nor does Reynolds. And if Bae does enough offensively, yeah, maybe he's the center fielder of the future.
John, last thing for you. Key Brian Hayes has turned it around at the plate. What do you attribute that to?
I know there's been a lot of work, and they've talked about it, and he's got rested a little bit. He had a rough start on that last road trip, especially through Seattle. I think we talked about him a little bit last week, getting the bat hit out, getting that extension, getting the barrel out in front of home plate to where you can pull the ball, especially the breaking ball. I don't think he's going to be a guy that's going to lift fastballs to the pull side, but the breaking balls, the mistake breaking ball that's breaking into him, middle in, anything off speed that's middle in, those are the pitches he's going to hit out of the ballpark to his pull side, to left center field. And so The adjustments that they've made. I mean, it's been impressive. And I think as a hitter, even though he's been kind of a guy that's always hit the ball the other way, even, you know, through his childhood, after talking to his dad about it, that's where his comfort zone is. It has to feel good for him to get that extension out in front and feel the ball, you know, driving balls into the seats to the pole side. And so I think that helps him moving forward. But yeah, I know he and Andy Haynes have done a lot of work. Whether it be in the cage or pregame to get into that position.
So Andrew McCutchen walked three times last night. He had two RBI. Pirates win 5-4 over Oakland. I got the 93.7 The Fan Daily trivia question for you, John. I want you to take a stab at this. Presented by Penn West University. Visit pennwest.edu/learn. Who do you think is the Pirates single season leader in walks, John?
Single season leader in walks. My goodness gracious, that's a tough one. I mean, like Bonds comes to my mind right away, but I don't know if he's walked that much in the early 90s as he did when he was with the Giants. So I don't know why I'm steering towards Willie Stargell. Who you got?
Ralph Kiner with 136 in 1951.
Wow.
I think Andrew McCutchen might get 136 walks in this series, John.
It wouldn't surprise me, but wow, 136 for Kiner back in the day. Well, he was basically their only player back then. You know, he hit the ball in the ballpark. That they weren't very good teams, and so yeah, they didn't want him to hurt them. So why not walk them?
Thank you, Mr. Wehner. We'll talk next Tuesday.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.